camera. Too.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Is it always on?
No, just only when you guys are the guests.
Just when we're here.
Otherwise, nice. It's out by the lot, like the lounge area. Here.
Nice.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Lunch Buds. This is JJ. Right? JJ, we're going with JJ.
We're going with JJ for this show.
JJ. Gotcha. High Peaks. I'm Josh. That's Cody.
Hi.
Let's talk Flintstoned. Open for 420 tomorrow. It is going to be crazy tomorrow here at Flintstone. They were telling me some of the things.
Oh, really?
That they got planned. Well, that's one of them. And
there's going to be a Bongzooka here.
Yeah, Bongzooka will be here.
Yep.
There we go. So Bongzooka. Hi. I don't know what else. E, do you know what else they got going on tomorrow here?
They got a fashion show.
Fashion show?
Oh. Music
DJ, yep. A lot of stuff going on here tomorrow. So stop down, see Flintstone. I'm sporting a 420 Flintstone hoodie.
Oh, I
right
forgot
now.
To put my
sweet.
Shirt on.
Yeah.
I love the spaceman.
I saw the word chocolate on something.
Oh, shit.
So I think there'll be chocolate somewhere here.
Okay.
I think it's on the board out front.
I'll go. If there's chocolate, I'll go to chocolate.
Yeah.
JJ, before we jump into your life story, we like to open the show with an icebreaker question. So let's do that. Let's get to know JJ. If you could compete in any Olympic sport, regardless of your fitness, whatever, what would it be?
Oh, man.
You could be an Olympian. You could be in the Olympics.
Winter or summer?
Any. Doesn't matter. Oh. Any Olympic sport.
Swimming.
Why?
I love water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have that sick Michael Phelps body where you're like cut.
I'd like wider shoulders. It would, help me out.
All right, swimming. Can you think that I put you on a...
What about you?
I'm trying to think. The only thing I can think of is I wouldn't mind being on the beach volleyball team, but with the ladies.
With the ladies.
The girls beach volleyball.
Because you got to wear almost basically a thong to
And you would
want to
wear a thong?
Yes,
but it'd be worth it because they're in the thongs?
But then they're there, and
it's
I can just kind of be like,
angles.
I'll play from the back.
Yeah. I'd want to run. I feel like being fast
be
would be
runner?
Really cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to like take off and fucking a sprint would be dope.
Yep.
Or like one of those long hill, like those ski jumps where they do the legs and they put their feet out.
Where they like literally fly.
Yeah,
what about the guys that like that shoot, but that they're skiing?
That's right? What I was just gonna say. I was trying to think the name of that.
What's the name of it?
The biathlon.
It's
right?
is it the biathlon? Where they're fucking skiing and all of a sudden they're like, let me just have a rifle real fast.
Ding, ding. That's what it is.
That would be a sick event.
That would be a sick event.
I was gonna say that, but I couldn't think of the name of it.
That's what
biathlete would be the answer. All right,
we're just a couple of bi guys. No, we're a
couple of bi guys. So JJ is here on behalf of High Peaks, the whole company over
Central
there.
Central Processors.
Yeah. So how do we get to here? You said you had a grow down in Colorado.
Yeah. I had a grow with some friends in Denver, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
4 years and sold 2021.
Okay.
You know, market was great, and the market got super tight after COVID.
Okay.
But COVID was amazing. Best year ever for a lot of states.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Just people were stuck at home and they wanted to get high?
I mean, what else do you do when you couldn't go anywhere? You sit around and smoke weed?
Yeah, that's what I did.
You know?
Yeah.
That's me too. Yeah.
Yep.
So you're in Colorado, and then you said Alabama you went
through?
Yeah,
we had a massive hemp facility in Alabama that we then exited just because hemp is hemp and wasn't supported by the federal government the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then was lucky enough to connect with the guys here at Central Processors New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just an amazing team. Amazing.
Yeah, so. I want to start with their facility because we're going to talk about warehouse and grow. What does that do for the product itself, and why grow it here in Central New York?
That's perfect. You're like teeing me up perfect.
Sure,
right?
Go. Yeah,
catch it.
Yeah.
Central Processors New York we're based out of Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
We're a licensed cultivator and manufacturer. Our cultivation is an 85,000 square foot glass greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful infrastructure. I mean, prettiest greenhouse I've ever been.
We've been there. It's awesome. Yeah.
I've been coast to coast to greenhouses. Gorgeous. I've been in 150,000 square foot greenhouses. This greenhouse is special, right? Not to mention the guys that run it are great.
Sure.
Our manufacturing facility. Go back to the greenhouse. The greenhouse. We have room to like we're pheno hunting 20 phenos, right?
Uh-huh.
So 20 different strains. We're going to be coming at you guys and the state of New York with just fun stuff day in and day out, right? We're on harvest 14, 15, where a lot of guys are, you know, and granted, these are like smaller because we're still expanding within the facility.
Sure.
Still getting our wits about us coming out of wintertime harvests, which are always a little fun to navigate. Especially with the light depth situation where New York won't allow us to have a certain number of lights. So,
what does that mean? Like, why is there a issue with how many lights.
Well, we're just limited. We're limited on lights, but that's changing, right? Okay. That's coming around soon. So the whole state, not just us, the whole state will have better weed once we're allowed to grow under light.
Okay.
Right? Hands down. So the weed you're seeing now, that's because we've persevered.
Yeah.
And I mean all, I don't mean just us, all cultivators.
Yeah.
We've persevered. So just wait. Like, give us till like end of summer. Like, wait till the regs change a little bit. We're going to have some of the best weed in the country.
Because a lot of people will say, when they hand me like a jar or something, they're like, this is an indoor grow. You're going to like this.
Right.
Does that just mean because you can keep a closer, the parameters safer, it's not going to get hurt by a sleet storm or whatever? Well, it's just better weed?
It's just completely different.
Okay.
All of your parameters, all of your inputs are completely different
okay.
on an indoor versus an outdoor, or even indoor versus a, like a greenhouse or a light dome.
Okay.
Right? Your concentration of light, you're able to monitor, and then the timing of everything is perfect.
Yeah, you make everything the perfect situation
for it
to grow.
Absolutely perfect. When it's dark, it's dark.
Yeah.
Right? You're not depending on the moon and the sun cycles. It's just that way, because that's like, that changes the way the plants grow, react, mature, and the timing of everything.
Yeah. So, how did you become a fan of cannabis? I mean, just... was it getting high in high school? Was it just
exploring it? It was getting high in the middle school.
Yeah.
Skateboarding, playing.
Yeah.
Went from playing sports to skateboarding and playing music. And we just, like, it just was around. Like, so, like, weed was around. And then in high school, I, played in bands and was a musician. And that's what we did. Like, I lived at the group at the beach. And, like, we smoked weed and camped out and hung out.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
like, it was part of our culture, right?
And from when you started to now, just the technology is crazy, right? The strains, the terps, all that.
It's insane, yeah. Like, it's, I don't know how old you guys are, but like, I was
42, smoking. 39.
I'm 45, and we smoke straight brick weed.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
Like, I remember sitting in the car, right? It was always the car. And you're like, you got your piece of paper out or whatever, and you're like,
literally separating,
hundreds of seeds out of your bag
of
weed.
It used to be the worst.
And
you still would leave one in there, too,
and pop,
every single
pop,
fucking time.
Like,
and it would smell the worst, and you'd go, there's a seed
terrible,
in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
awful.
Yeah, that's, things have completely changed, but people's, not to go off on a tangent, but
please, go ahead.
The consumer, it's funny how the consumer... we saw this in Colorado too, and I've seen it out west and heard it from my friends in Washington. And it's like, everybody's like, I want your highest potency of weed. I want your, well, what do you mean? I want the highest THC. I want something in the 30s. And like, we all grew up on like probably 12% weed, right? Mm-hmm. And then as weed has evolved, yes, people have done, like, we've grown 30% weed, right? I grew 30% weed in Colorado. 30% weed is not hard to obtain. What is hard to obtain is good balanced weed at that high of a level, right? So I find myself, personally, I enjoy like a low 20s with like a 4% terp, right? You know, like some good flavor.
Yeah.
Or maybe like an old Landrace strain or some like some good foundational genetic like Lamb's Breath or something like that that's in the lineage, because it's just a much cooler, calmer, social, I find the real heavy, high-octane weed just kind of locks me up.
And I think that
I don't have as much fun,
And it's dangerous, too, because there's a lot of people, like, just for some background, he's been a lifelong cannabis user, well, since college, college.
I mean, and I'm off now, 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. I've just started the last couple of years, so I'm new to it, and I'll try all these new strains. And you're right, sometimes you get a strain that's too strong, the experience is bad, and for some people, it turns them off forever. They're like, that wasn't fun, I don't want to do that.
It turns you off forever. So, and it's the same, it's... kind of what you're saying is the same. Where I love fast acting products because for like new users, it's stressful to be out with friends and you eat a gummy and somebody's like, it'll be cool. And then like
did it kick in
45
yet?
Minutes or an hour later, you're like sweating and you're like, I need to go home. You're like not ready for it. Right.
Right.
Maybe some people.
No. Well, we had
people,
a friend.
Some people can eat, 100 milligrams and be fine.
We had a friend at work who's like, maybe I should just like for my first time try an edible. And we're like, okay, that's okay. But just know if you're having a bad time, you're going to have a bad time for a long time.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
My other suggestion is to like, if you eat an edible, especially first time, smoke a little bit, right? And that way you're ramping up into it. That way you're a little high when it hits, and it's not like sober high. Like,
So let's talk about the flower that we have. Because Flintstone, JJ said this, has the most selection of High Peaks flower anywhere in New York State, right?
I walked in, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Really do. So we have a, it's not a rule, but how we like to do business and go to market with our flower is we like to work with our dispensary or retail partners that are, you know, they're the best partners, mm-hmm. right? Like, because mm-hmm. we have limited flower, and as the state expands with the number of dispensaries, which it's rapidly doing, mm-hmm. right? We want to, you know, we want to be selective and support those retailers as much as we can. And that means giving them all of our SKUs, supporting them on social media, doing budtender trainings, lunch and learns, mm-hmm. coming in, doing nice displays, but also giving you our full gambit of flower versus like giving you some pre-rolls. Or like if you're like a new shop that hasn't, you know, just opening up, I want to give you everything I can.
Yeah.
But if like it's kind of a hard sell or like yeah. they're like, I'll just take your generic F.
Right.
But and I just want your flower. Well, yeah. I'm going to support my retailers that support us. And we right. have some great retail partners.
Yeah.
Right. Great retail partners. Flintstone is one of them. And I loved walking in, seeing that display. Seeing all that flower, yeah. I think we got like 8 strains or yeah. 6 strains downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great.
We're big fans of the Mount Citrus. We have talked about that every time you guys have come on. It's just it's his anxiety strain
yep. that I didn't know.
We just talked about
came
it.
From yeah. what you were what? Saying.
Yeah, it's a Chem Dog poly hybrid. So it's very heavy Chem Dog. That's why it's so gassy, but you still got that real good citrus nose on it, uh-huh. And that's why it's such a good mellow weed because Chem Dog is a you know it's a old cornerstone genetic.
Yeah, know? This is what this show is about, is educating people about all these strains and these words that I don't know what Chem Dog is, but I'm learning that look in that, you know, lineage, yeah. and that's what you want.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's talk about the jars in front of us.
Awesome.
Because you said we have some stuff that's not even available anywhere, right?
We have for you today, so I've got a couple of strains. Am I away from the mic?
You're good.
I've got a couple strains that we have in the market, but they're out of our new section of the grow, and they're exceptional.
Okay.
So we've got Potion d'Amour, PDA, and here, I'll let you open it, because it is amazing.
Is that good?
Yeah. So you have this downstairs, whoa. And we sell this as a pre-roll.
Holy shit, look at that.
Whoa.
It's insane, wow. right?
Look at the purples in there. You guys probably can't even see this on camera that far away, but look at the purples in there.
So it's a forbidden fruit
mm-hmm.
and a Kush Cleaner cross.
Okay.
And a Kush Cleaner is that's one of our cornerstone genetics,
mm-hmm.
foundational for our grow. And it just
awesome.
It is just fruiting and budding so good.
Wow.
So good.
So awesome.
These are all about 2 weeks
prior
to like being totally cured, so the nose is going to get more refined and crisp and fruitier or gassier, whichever way it's leaning,
mm-hmm.
or cheesier. Or
yeah, they did. John has used that word with us too. He goes, a little bit of cheese to it, and I don't want to think about cheese, but it does smell like cheese.
Yeah,
you know?
Depending on the strain, it right? definitely smells like cheese.
This weed is fire.
Yeah,
that
what
is.
Was the strain that Corey let us have when we went over there? Was it the Ghosts?
Yeah, it was
Ghost Dog
mixed with Chem Dog.
Ghost Dog, or what was it called?
Was it? No, it's Ghost.
Just Ghost, yeah. But yeah, that has Chem Dog in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Yep,
that was a good
and
one.
And it was awesome.
You'll be happy with this, but we've got a lot of stuff coming that is crossed with Mount Citrus, right?
Okay, so,
all right, cool.
So, you know, those are Kush Cleaner, Mount Citrus. We've got a couple cornerstones that just really fire well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that'll evolve as our greenhouse continues to evolve and lights are incorporated, more lights. We grow in cocoa, so it's, you know, we are getting some really good returns.
Yeah.
All right. So this is new Dragon Heart. We have this in market, but this is new Dragon Heart.
Okay.
Okay.
You smell this.
The pop is always the best, right?
Woo! Oh, shit.
Right?
Wow.
It's like earthy lime fuel.
The difference between the two is unreal.
It's crazy, dude. All right. So that's Candyland and Kush Cleaner.
Wow.
And Candyland's just a great strain, too.
Oh my
so when
God.
You talk about like
right,
we talk about purposeful.
I'll pass them over.
Yeah,
they're fired.
Holy shit!
Check those out.
So like a strain like that.
Yeah, the difference. Do the difference.
Yeah.
In them.
Yeah.
So a strain like that, what would the purposeful consumption be like? Is that going to be if we're saying Mount Citrus is good for his anxiety, calming him down? Is this like an energizer? What kind of purposes would we use?
Yeah, so one of them is the Potion d'Amour is it's a indica leaning. Right?
Okay.
So and then the Dragon Heart is a sativa leaning.
Okay. Right? Okay.
So they're I have kind of a funny opinion about sativas versus
indicas. Hit me
indicas,
up. Let me
right?
hear it. I want to hear
so
it.
So it's we all have a different endocannabinoid system, right? Yeah. We're all built different. Like, just like alcohol affects people differently. Like, so like we could all take shots and get drunk on tequila, and some people would be chilled out, and some people would be raising raising hell, right? I think weed is also like that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's very much so, right? Like, you and I could smoke a sativa, and I've got a little ADD, and it could calm me down, and you could be like,
why I like sativa, because I'm not a big fan of the melting into the couch and kind of just sitting there like this. I like to be up and doing stuff.
And see, I'm an indica guy because it gets me going, right?
Huh, okay.
Indica gets me pumping. So it's sativa, indica, like, I think you should, like, people should be able to try. That's why I love eighths.
Yeah.
Because it's not too expensive. You can buy a bunch of weed, try it, go back and find your favorites, you know? And that's the best way to smoke, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so nobody should ever buy like a pound of weed and just sit on it and smoke it. Like, it just makes no sense to me.
No, find your experience. No,
it just makes no sense.
I always feel like a little scientist because I've got a shit ton of strains, and I don't write down everything anymore, but I also had a notebook, so I'd be like, oh, let me fucking go through and, okay, let me find the strain I'm looking for here. Okay, I got enough
of
that.
Like a cigar or a wine journal, right?
Well, he turned me on to that
weed journal, dude.
That Leafly app. So now I have an app where I can keep track of the strains I've tried and what I like and what I didn't like, how they affected me, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's smart. Dude.
Yeah.
I got to focus. So I got to play hockey. I got to use this strain. What strain I wrote down helps me play hockey better.
Yeah, right? What else? Are these anything else with the new flower?
Man, that dragon heart just smells so good.
It's so good.
It's insane.
The pop is unreal.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's try slaps.
Tell me about slaps.
Creamy gas with notes of sour burnt rubber.
I feel like you don't want to say sour burnt rubber. You'd prefer another marketing term.
I just read slowly.
Yeah.
This is Runtz.
Is it sour burnt rubber?
This is Runtz with grease. Runtz with cross with grease monkey.
All right. Runtz cross with grease monkey.
Yeah.
There you go. It really does smell.
That's a banger.
It smells good. But it definitely, you can smell a
like a
little
burnout.
Bit of burnt rubber.
Like a burnout, like someone did a burnout.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty cool. I bet that's banging.
So this one is coming soon.
Yeah.
Like we'll have this one, in 2 weeks I'll have this available for market.
Okay.
In pre-roll and flower.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Right? And we might even have some infused. So we've got more infused coming to market too, because the last infused we did was Mount Citrus.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
So we'll have more going.
Right? It does, doesn't it? It's got that, like, you're like, it does smell like a burnout.
Not like a tire fire burnout.
No.
But like, you know.
Nothing bad. Just,
For all of you asking in chat different prices, if you go to Flintstone.com, he has the prices for everything listed on Flintstone.com. You can order there. Are we doing deliveries? Delivery back up right now? Delivery's up right now. $200 orders or more. Or you can pick up. Yeah. Yeah.
And all of this, all of our flowers priced accordingly, you know, and it's all, you know, good weed. So it's all priced. Like, we're not ever going to have like a one that's $20 more an eighth or something.
Sure,
like
sure,
this.
Sure, sure, sure.
Unless it's like truly boutique, small batch.
Yeah,
just insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have in the past, like harvest 6 or 7, we actually hit like 6% terps, which I don't know anybody in the industry that's ever done that.
So, okay.
We've got some good stuff coming. All right, here we go. This is the next. This is the last one.
Okay.
It's triple sec.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you not going to tell
gonna
us?
I was going to say,
what? It's going to be a lemon, lemon candy with hints of cheese.
Remember what we
had? Absolutely.
Isn't that weird? A little Parmesan-y.
It really is. Yeah. Just shaking up inside of there.
So this is a lemon tree with Kush cleaner. So,
I like Kush Cleaner.
Dude, Kush Cleaner is, I'm telling you, it's such a good high.
Yes.
And that's why it's one of our cornerstones. Not only, it also has some really, really good, strong
feet. Little cheese, but not like an offensive cheese.
It's not like
an offensive cheese.
It's not like garlic bread or anything.
burger or anything like that.
No, it's just good.
So then we grow the flower. We go to the processing facility.
Yes.
This is all done by the greenhouses, right? Because I've seen that back area where it's hanging to dry and all
Correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah, the pre-rolls are made in-house at the manufacturing facility, also in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
But all the jarred flower is done at the greenhouse.
So tell me about our new pre-roll. We've talked about Mount Citrus pre-rolls and the infused. What is this new one?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't?
I can't tell you. We've got a big rollout coming.
Oh, but, it's already on the website.
Yeah, no, it's not coming. That's not it.
Oh. That's not it?
That's not it, no.
Oh, can I say the name of what I think it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
I I have the documentation for Kailash.
Oh yeah, Kailash is in market.
We're okay, so
older
there's
something.
Newer
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, there's more so. Kailash is actually, we've got flower hitting the market right now and pre-rolls. Those are not infused though.
Oh, okay.
So we've got the, and that's also another great, great strain.
Because I was told we got a new pre-roll Kailash. Yeah. I guess there's an even newer
there's something
one.
Else that, yeah. in that yeah. is this new thing going to be infused?
Yeah, so we've got a new infuse coming. That's what I'm saying. So
gotcha.
We've got a new infuse coming, and
I like
then
that.
we'll have this as an option in pre-roll, a regular 2 half grams mm-hmm. in the tube, and flower, 8 jars.
Oh, cool.
Right. So it goes leading into what you were saying. Yeah. So we do all of this in house at the grow, and then everything else is done in our manufacturing facility.
And these are hand rolled pre-rolls, well, in like the little machine, and then they're filled, hand filled.
No.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
No, they are done in a massive pre-roll machine that does like 1,000 an hour.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Nice. Yeah, yes.
I'd like to see
that. And we've got two of them, right? So we do mass production on those. They come out perfect.
That's awesome.
If we did them by hand, they wouldn't be as uniformed. Yeah. We'd have
and
production.
Cost more and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're all about, we're a CGMP certified facility. Everything is, we got very tight SOPs.
Mm-hmm.
We have massive throughput. So we have our three in-house brands, High Peaks, Generic AF, and Drip.
Yeah.
We also manufacture for some other big brands in New York, right,
mm-hmm.
that we do distribution and sales for. Or not,
okay.
We don't do sales. We do distribution and manufacturing for.
Okay.
So this is that's another totally separate facet of our business, and we love our partners in that side.
Yeah.
That facility also does massive amounts of beautiful gummies. We're doing about 30,000 gummies an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a check weigher bag filling machine that, I mean, this is like mass industrial manufacturing setup.
Mm-hmm.
Labeling system, bottling system.
Shit.
You know, everything's set up, ready to roll.
We went and toured the facility, like I said, and John made a point when it comes to Generic AF, because we're going to talk about them. It was all about price point. It was making that distillate into a gummy that you can afford, and you're not going to break the bank. So let's talk about Generic AF. Let's talk about the name, first of all. It's in a white bag, of it.
So when we were doing our product development early on, we were like, we need, you know, High Peaks is our high-end, you know, our flagship brand, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. it's going to be our national brand that we'll roll out. And it's great, and it's caught on very well. We needed something that was, we were getting, the gummy market was getting just its teeth kicked in by a brand.
Okay.
That was very affordable, and they were good gummies, right? And we were like, well, shit, like, what are we going to do? Like, how do we, like, I don't want to have another gummy brand. The environment that we faced early on in the state was that there were no retailers open.
Yeah.
There were all these farmers that had weed.
Yeah.
And we had to do something to stabilize it. So we all the processors worked with the farmers and ran it. Majority of it went to distillate or like fresh frozen.
Okay.
And we had to do something with that product. So, right. So, and find a way to move the product so we could fulfill the supply chain and pay the farmer,
that
we kept farmers in business and we kept ourselves in business.
Sure.
So that's why, the long story of why we were like, we need an affordable gummy to compete head to head against some of the other more affordable products in the market. So we were like, we're not going to cut our ingredients because all of our edibles are pectin based, vegan, you know, great formulations,
great flavors too.
Yeah,
great. I mean,
so good.
We take so much pride in how good they are.
Yeah,
they really are because
they're pectin based too. They got a good mouthfeel.
Yep.
You know, they're like
bouncy.
Like,
they got a bounce to them.
Yeah. They're not like biting a piece of rubber. You know,
you can tell when you're eating a weed gummy, if you will. But these, no.
Well, it tastes like straight weed,
mm-hmm.
which I don't mind.
Right.
Like I don't mind a weed gummy, but it's like.
But it's got to at least be good if it's going to taste like weed.
So we're
these
like,
do neither. They're good and they don't taste like
weed. Yeah, we can't take away the, like, we can't do not high quality distillate because we don't have any not high quality.
It's all
high quality distillate. So what are we going to do? So like we were like, let's take away the marketing.
Okay.
Let's just take away all the spend we were going to do on marketing. Mm-hmm. Let's put it in a generic white bag and somebody goes, generic as fuck. You know, and I was like, we were like, that's it.
It's generic as fuck.
I don't remember who said it or who made the decision, but like generic AF.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It stuck.
Mm-hmm. And there it is.
And there you have a white bag, and it's just called generic green apple, generic peach, generic.
Were they gonna be green apple? What were they gonna be called? Do you even remember what the name was gonna be?
So much stuff. Yeah, yeah. But you know, like it's fun with an it's interesting with an edible. do you do it as like the flavor of the edible, or do you do it as like that's the good night guava?
Right.
But from a High Peak side, but it's like we just it's just kind of funny how it came about, yeah. Right? So.
And you know, the irony is that your lack of branding has become branding.
Yeah, like lack of branding, right. And,
yeah.
And you will see, this is the brand we'll have fun with. Like, I don't have one up here, but we've got a sparkling wine flavor,
oh,
right, that came out around
that.
February.
Yeah.
And it's, I laughed at it, and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got some probably some 510 carts coming out that are going to be super affordable.
Under the generic
brand? Under the generic brand.
Oh, cool. Wow.
And some other fun products. So you'll see us play around within the framework of this brand. And my favorite part of this brand, and I tell all my retailers, this is something you keep by the cash register, and this is a ticket booster.
Yeah.
Every person that comes by to check out, you're like, great, did you find everything you like?
Right.
Hey, I've got 20 gummies for $20 right here.
Right.
You know, right?
Boom.
$20 for, who's not going to spend $20 on 20
it's
gummies?
It's always shocking whenever you see the price of the generic as fuck, because you go, are these marked right?
Right.
That's the right price.
Right.
And I like them because they're fives instead of tens.
Yeah.
So I can do a couple. I can do three if I want 15. I can dial it in exactly what I want.
That's
to have
right.
There.
And they're sativa, right? So they're as of right now, they're all sativa.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's obviously because they're made with distillate that was extracted from sativa genetic or biomass that was genetics that were sativa genetics.
So besides the pre-roll you can't tell us about and the gummies that you just told us, what's coming up next? What's coming up new with Central Processors, High Peaks, generic as fuck? Drip, can I just plug Drip?
Yeah.
I have so many friends in my life that have discovered Drip. I didn't know that was a Central Processors product
until last time. I had no idea.
And I have so many friends, mostly female, but they love the Drip because they're like, I just want 1 milligram. I want 2 milligrams.
So Drip is, we've got rebrand going for everything, first of all. So I've got a rebrand coming across the board, which is going to be Fresh and Clean. We were just talking about Outkast, so Fresh and So Clean.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be Fresh and Clean. It's going to be really nice. Not crazy different than what we got, but it's just going to be, you know, just refined. More SKUs under generic AF. We're going to see some things fall off of High Peaks, but we're going to see more infused, and we're going to see a lot more flower.
Okay.
Right? A lot more flowers coming in the market because we're coming into spring. You know, light things are going to change. Our greenhouse is just pumping right now. Our cure vault is just packed.
Yeah.
So get ready for flower.
We can't see. We can't wait to see
what
you come out
and
with.
And then Drip is like also big news, right? So we're going to do a new launch on Drip.
Yeah.
And Drip is going to be rebranded, new everything.
Oh, wow.
And we're reformulated it to no flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So flavorless Drip. And it's going to be more strong. It's going to be stronger.
Yeah.
So okay. Oh, there was
why? No,
Oh, damn.
No? So Drip is going to be stronger, right?
Okay.
So Drip, the thing with Drip was the way it was formulated, it came together so fast. And we use a proprietary, it's not quite water soluble and it's not quite nano. It's a proprietary... way that we emulsify it, and it is still fast acting. It's stable. I mean, it holds for over a year. So we've done R&D on it for quite a while.
Yeah.
And we have a PhD fly up from South Carolina just to do our formulations on just that one product.
Yeah.
And he works for another arm of the company, but it's going to be easier to dose because right now it's a little confusing on like, is it 10 drops or is it 50 drops or is did I do enough to get high?
Right.
Did I do too much? So now it's going to be much more potent, much easier. When we roll it out, we're going to do a big educational series on how to dose and how to consume the product so that you're happy with the results.
So because even though it's not nano emulsified or whatever that word was, it's still fast acting?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
10 to 20 minutes, you will be high.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. JJ, your segment's wrapped, but you're not done with us yet.
Because
JJ is going to step off camera, and we're going to bring E and his manager in, because we are going to be gifted something from JJ that we can't put on camera, but you'll see what happens, all right? So JJ's going to go get that ready.
I brought gifts too, bro.
Yo, E bringing treats.
Shout out to the homies.
Here, slide Sweet. On the wind and introduce your friend here.
Yo, this is my brother from another mother. This is my teammate, my business partner, Ian LaRochelle. He's my manager for all the things I do. this guy has changed the way that my business, our band has moved. We built a team around this dude, and he's just been, you know, being great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this awesome. Is my buddy, awesome. My homie.
Good to meet you, man. What'd you bring us?
Thanks for having me
out. Yo, so I got Sweet Praxis, bro.
Oh, what the fuck?
Sweet Praxis,
yep.
represent. Yep. You know? Yep. Yo, I am on the road. I am the donut dude. You know what I'm saying?
I look for donuts
on the road. So we got some great donuts here at home. Sweet Praxis, downtown Warren Street. So make sure y'all stop and get some donuts. We're gonna eat some of these later after we puff, you know what I mean?
Dude, let me get all the business out of the way. And then you're going to get blasted, and I'm going to ask you all the riddle.
Yeah,
all right?
Hell yeah,
so
hell yeah.
The business. Tomorrow, Middle Ages, you guys are playing?
Tomorrow, Middle Ages, Sophistafunk, Grateful for Biggie. I'm playing two bands, two sets tomorrow, so yeah.
Damn, nonstop.
Double duty, yeah, yeah.
So you can double it up tomorrow, come on down to Flintstone, they got stuff going on all day, head up the road to Middle Ages, go see the music, all day events.
Jack G's doing something over here, right?
Zach G's gonna be here. Yep. He's performing here.
Yeah,
that's Zach. So then the big one is Del Lago.
Next week
we got
Friday the 26th.
That's right.
The Vine Room.
That's right.
Big room.
Yeah, make and sure as you said on the air, you want to fill that room and you want to get more rooms that size.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. We want to play theaters. We want to put this thing like a Broadway kind of production. So we want our support from our people. So this is right in our backyard. So get some tickets, come to the show, and let's pack this place out and show that our Syracuse music scene is built on love and support. You know?
Okay.
Well, because the love and support of what he does, he's taken these projects, took a talent, and brought them on the road, and everywhere we go, Syracuse is in his mouth.
Yes. He's the unofficial mayor right here.
For sure, man. You know, we have a lot of talent. We have great artists and people, food and everything. So when I'm on the road, I'm always repping the 315, making sure that people know that, you know, we got some stuff here too.
All right, here's what's going to happen right now for those of you watching live. Tomorrow at Flintstone, there will be a Bongzilla.
Okay.
I mean, no, a Bongzuka. Bongzuka. Or a Budzuka.
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 It resembles a weapon, so I can't show it on camera. But what JJ is going to do, he's going to be off camera. He's going to blast them with this smoke. It's like a leaf blower full of smoke.
Where
guys.
should we get closer? Are we close enough?
Is he close enough right there?
Are we close enough?
I haven't seen it full bore yet.
So. Well, we'll find out.
Let's find out. Fire it up.
Big athletic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire it up.
I'm gonna slide out because I gotta drive my kids after this, so I'll let you guys get blasted. Here, this is available tomorrow at Flintstone for 420 if you want to come down and experience the Budzuka, the Bongzuka.
This is Mount Citrus.
Mount Citrus flower.
Mount Citrus. So anti-anxiety, this is gonna bring down the anxiety.
I guess I'm about to call him.
Yeah, I think we need to go over there.
Yeah, come over to the camera. Come over to the camera. 420, baby.
Oh, my God.
Spitting water out.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah, we need a towel situation. We need a towel.
That was the whole E. Look at E's face.
That was good. That was a lot of smoke at once.
That was a lot of smoke at once.
I can imagine.
You want to experience the Bongzuka, the Budzuka from High Peaks.
Budzuka,
come down to Flintstone tomorrow for 420. That was awesome. Right, here's your riddle, boys. Now that you're nice and baked, here we go.
Oh, man.
Throw away the outside and cook the inside. Then eat the outside and throw away the inside. What am I?
Pumpkin.
That wouldn't be a bad answer.
I was going to say, I was initially thinking like sunflower seeds or something.
No. Is that it?
That's not the answer, okay. But that's a good answer.
Right. Yeah. say that again.
Throw away the outside and then cook the inside. Then eat the outside and throw away the inside. What am I?
Because you're unwrapping something and then you're cooking it. And then once you cook it, you get rid of that part, and then you eat the inside of that.
I'm a stuffed pepper.
Is it like it's not like a, it's not a clam.
Nope, not a clam.
I don't know.
Oh man, I feel like it's
a pumpkin would be a good answer, but do
yeah, we sure pumpkin. It's a pumpkin.
Think about the layers I'm going through.
Yeah,
here,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah. Okay,
ready?
Here we go.
Throw away the outside and cook the inside.
So we've unwrapped it and cooking it.
Then you're eating the outside and throw away the inside.
I'm eating the rest of it, and I'm getting rid of.
What am I?
Turkey? No. What the fuck?
This could be debated the more I read it.
Yeah.
You want your answer?
I think
you have it.
I said corn on the cob.
It's corn on the cob.
Oh!
Corn on the cob.
Wow.
Flintstone.com for all the products. Thank you, High Peaks, generic as fuck, drip. Everything is available. Wow. Flintstone.com for delivery. You put it in a bag. You can stop by and pick it up. If you want to just like have your friend wait out front while you run in and get it and go, you can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's busy. Go see E. Go see the band. All that shit. Thank you, guys. Thank you, JJ. This was awesome. Flintstone.com. Bye, guys.
Yeah.